The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The sound prints for February 11th is online. The NC Symphony has added another show to the Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets performances, February 23rd to 25th. The National NBC is doing audio description of the Olympics being broadcast now. The Science Fiction Book Club meets March 8th. The NFB has announced a writer's contest with a lot of rules. The KCB Crossroads Leadership Conference is April 6th to 7th in Louisville, Kentucky. The American Diabetes Association has an announcement about renewing of diabetic coverage. And the National Library Service has a narrator and actor on the ACB convention agenda coming up at the end of June and July. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for February 11th is now online. Apply for a video magnifier from CCLVI. APH and AFB partner Dr. Crafe Medor explains how some services will change. Flying passenger drones, where to find audio described video, and Eric Bridges featured in a national magazine. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. From the North Carolina Symphony, third show added by overwhelming demand. From J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets in concert, performed live by the North Carolina Symphony. Rediscover the magic of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Cine Concerts brings the beloved film to life with the North Carolina Symphony performing John Williams' iconic score. Immerse yourself in the magic as you watch a house elf make trouble, a car fly, a giant talking spider, a mysterious diary, and much more, set to the music you know and love. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event, flying to the Duke Energy Center. Three shows at Duke Energy Center Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, February 23rd through 25th. Go to Ticketmaster for tickets. NBC Olympics to provide video description for its production of the 23rd Olympic Winter Games in Pyeongchang. From corporate.comcast.com. Dateline Pyeongchang, South Korea. Comcast and NBC to offer inclusive viewing experience for people with visual disabilities, including video description, to accompany 18 primetime telecasts of the Pyeongchang Games. NBC Olympics and Comcast announced that they will work with Descriptive Video Works to provide video description services, VDS, for viewers with visual disabilities watching coverage of the 23rd Olympic Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The announcement was made by NBC Olympics President Gary Zenkel, and Comcast Vice President of Accessibility Tom Vladkovsky. NBC Olympics video presentation of Pyeongchang 2018 will be the second consecutive time NBC has provided an inclusive viewing experience for people with visual disabilities watching the Olympic Games. NBC Olympics and Comcast first delivered video description coverage of the Olympic Games during the 2016 presentation of the Rio Olympics. By providing unprecedented VDS coverage, NBC's presentation of the 2018 Pyeongchang Olympics will be more accessible than any previous Winter Games. NBC Olympics is presenting video description to accompany 18 primetime telecasts of the Pyeongchang Games, including the opening ceremony and closing ceremony. Descriptive video will be incorporated into the live broadcasts as well as NBC's video on demand offerings. The excitement and pageantry of the Olympics is something that all viewers should be able to experience, said Zenkel. The increased access provided by our video coverage will allow even more people to share in the stories and excitement of the PyeongChang Games. We are pleased to work with Comcast to provide more accessible coverage for Olympic fans than ever before and offer this important enhancement to our coverage for people with visual disabilities. NBC has become a pioneer in making live entertainment and sporting events more accessible for millions of people like me, and there's no bigger opportunity to demonstrate the impact of that work than the Olympics, said Vlogkovsky, who was blind himself. When accessible content is complemented with navigation and search technologies like our Xfinity X1 voice control and voice guidance, people with visual disabilities can have an end-to-end experience that is even more inclusive, independent, and entertaining. In December 2015, video description was included with NBC's national broadcast of the hit Broadway musical The Wiz Live, making it the first live entertainment program in U.S. history to be accessible to people who have a visual disability. Video description is the use of short verbal descriptions of action or key video scenes that to add context to programming for individuals with a visual disability. Descriptive video works specialists with years of sportscaster experience will precisely and vividly describe key elements of NBC's coverage of the games and sports as they unfold. This narration provides a description of key visuals like actions, facial expressions, clothing, event locations, and on-screen graphics. NBC's primetime coverage of the Winter Olympics began February 8, 2018. From Newswire, the Science Fiction Book Club meets Thursday, March 8, 2018, at 9 p.m. Eastern. Hello, folks. A very good turnout at our most recent meeting, with two new people coming this time. Some great book discussion. The main books mentioned this time were Artemis, a novel by Andy Weir, Darkness Falling, Andromeda Dark, Book 2 by Ian Douglas, Hollow World by Michael J. Sullivan, Science Fiction Hall of Fame, Volume 1, edited by Robert Silverberg, The Frankenstein Papers by Fred Saberhagen, A Long Way to Small Angry Planet, Wayfarers Book 1 by Becky Chambers, The Visitors by Clifford D. Simak. The next meeting of the Science Fiction Club will be Thursday, March 8, 2018. Place Book Nook at http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp query ID=RS7867A2369E0E. Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 2 o'clock Universal Time. For our next meeting, we're going to blend the two formats of each of us bringing a book we'd like to talk about with a group discussion of one book. Those of us who wish to bring their own book are very welcome to do so, but at the same time, some of us are going to read and talk about The Demis by Anne K. Parsons. The link to Bookshare's version is at https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/184-5502. Here is the synopsis for The Demis. The Demis were the public's darlings, but they led a double life. By day, they posed for pictures, were guests on TV shows, and helped to increase knowledge about genetic engineering by taking part in scientific experiments. By night, they faced Dr. Albert Ludd's unauthorized experiments and his torture. Was there something better for genetically engineered foot-high humans? Could they escape? If they did, could they find food, shelter, and freedom from the ogre who tormented them? Could they trust any of the big folk to help them? These were some of the questions that kept Alex Kenyon awake at night. His daughter Ruth wondered what made a human being. Was it size? Was it intelligence? Was it belief in God? What made her know she was a human being, even though only 9 inches tall? This is the story of how Alex's and Ruth's questions are answered. Please join us next month to talk what is sure to be an interesting and thought-provoking book, or any other book you've read that you'd like to tell the rest of us about. Signed, Evan. The Kentucky Council of the Blind conducted 3 highly successful Crossroads Leadership Conferences in Louisville in 2013, 2014, and 2015. Each included attendees from several states, and each was a 2-day event packed with information and presentations on timely topics. It's time to once again get in the driver's seat and take the on-ramp to an outstanding weekend of individual and professional training. Plan now to attend the 2018 Crossroads Conference on April 6th and and 7th in Louisville, Kentucky, and let your journey begin. The 2018 Crossroads Conference is a skills-based weekend open to anyone interested in individual or professional development. Crossroads will include interstates, general sessions, and side roads topics, targeting a range of skills. Each side road will include 3 or 4 stops, sessions, packed with how-tos, handouts, and information you can use in your personal, professional, and organizational life. Create your own unique roadmap as you choose the side roads that best meet your need. Some examples of side roads include looking your best for any occasion, event planning, funding, and a volunteer management ideas, member recruitment and retention, team building, and public relations how-tos, and the basics for effective meetings and organizations. A complete list of topics and sessions will be included on the pre-registration form. Crossroads is hosted by the Kentucky Council of the Blind. It is open to any state or special interest affiliate, any local chapter, or any individual who wishes to attend. The conference will be at United Crescent Hill Ministries, UCHM, 150 South State Street in Louisville. Out-of-town participants will stay at the Ramada Inn North, 1041 Zorn Avenue, a short 5 to 7 minute ride from the conference site. Transportation between the hotel and the crossroads will be provided via Uber and Lyft and is included in your registration fee. The pre-registration fee for Crossroads is $50 for the 2-day conference and includes Friday lunch and dinner, Saturday continental breakfast, lunch and dinner, all programs, events, and materials. Single-day registration is $35. Pre-registration opens March 1st. Hotel room rates at the Ramada Inn are $79 a night plus tax, up to 4 people per room. A hot breakfast and free Wi-Fi are included. Each room is equipped with a microwave and a small refrigerator. Make reservations now by calling 502-897-5101. Be sure to let them know that you are attending the Kentucky Council of the Blind Conference. For more information, call the Kentucky Council of the Blind at 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org or join our Crossroads email list by sending a blank message to crossroads-subscribe at kentucky-acb.org. Take the right turn now and meet us at the crossroads. Signed, Carla Rucheval, Treasurer, Kentucky Council of the Blind, Treasurer, Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni, 502-897-1472. Email Carla, 402-06@gmail.com. Victory on SDP. Big win for people with diabetes. From Megan Riley, American Diabetes Association. Breaking news, Congress just passed a 2-year renewal of the Special Diabetes Program, SDP. This is terrific news and a hard-fought victory for people with diabetes. The SDP renewal brings $300 million in new funding for type 1 diabetes research and $300 million for type 2 diabetes programs in Native communities hardest hit by the disease. Over the past many months, our advocates pulled out all the stops to make sure Congress knew the importance of reauthorizing the Special Diabetes Program. From storming Capitol Hill to meeting with members of Congress at home, sharing your stories and posting on social media, your help was key to this victory. Now we need your help on SDP one more final time. Will you help us get the word out about this win? Just post on social media, Congress just renewed the Special Diabetes Program, SDP, which funds critical type 1 diabetes research and prevention and management programs for Native communities. Please become an advocate and help us secure more wins. diabetes.org/advocate-sign-up. Thanks for all you do. Signed, Megan Riley, Vice President, Federal Government Affairs, American Diabetes Association. Find out more about the American Diabetes Association's advocacy efforts, legislative priorities, 2016 advocacy accomplishments, take action on other alerts, and donate. View online, manage your communications, American Diabetes Association, 2451 Crystal Drive, Suite 900, Arlington, Virginia, 22202, 1-800-DIABETES. Please add Making Noise at diabetes.org to your address book to make sure you receive all future emails. Laura Gianarelli, talking book narrator, to speak at the 2018 American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention in St. Louis, Missouri. Laura will address ACB's general session on Tuesday morning, July 3rd, and will also speak at the Library Users of America, LUA, program on Tuesday afternoon. She graciously provided the following information. Laura Gianarelli is an actor and narrator based in Washington, D.C. Having come to work for NLS straight out of college in 1979, Laura has narrated nearly 1,000 audiobooks to date for the Library of Congress's Talking Books program, with hundreds more engineered and edited since Laura also monitors and reviews in the NLS recording studio in Washington, D.C. She has worked at Potomac Talking Books in Maryland, as well as directly at NLS in D.C. Titles narrated include the Alexander Scorby Award-winning Little House on the Prairie series. She narrated Wilder's Unabridged Pioneer Girl. As a longtime D.C.-based actor, Laura is a founding company member of the Washington Stage Guild, where she has appeared in more than 30 plays since the company's founding in 1986. She has also acted with many companies around the D.C. area. Laura is also a narrating coach, sharing her expertise in coaching sessions before and during the studio recording process, giving direction to those preparing for voiceover, and specifically the audiobook business. She and her husband, Clay Tunis, collaborate as Tunarelli Sound and Design, helping actors record audio demos. Laura is a proud member of Actors Equity Association and SAG-AFTRA. www.lauragee.com. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at Union Station Hotel are $89. This rate applies for up to 2 people in a king room and up to 4 guests in a room with 2 queen beds. Room tax is currently $18.435%. Make telephone reservations by calling 314-231-1234. Be sure to mention you are with the American Council of the Blind to obtain the conference and convention room rate. Please contact me with any questions either via phone 651-428-5059 or email janet.dickelman, D-I-C-K-E-L-M-A-N, @gmail.com. Announcing the National Federation of the Blind Writers Division 2018 Contest Guidelines. The annual Youth and Adult Writing Contests, sponsored by the NFB Writers Division, will open February 1st and close April 30th for all aspiring writers, whether blind, sighted, or visually impaired. Adult contest categories are short fiction and poetry. Youth contest categories are short fiction and poetry. The youth contest is divided into 3 groups determined by grade level, elementary, middle, or high school. As always, in both adult and youth contests, there may be up to 3 prize winners, first, second, third, and one more receiving honorable mention. Additionally, a prize-winning entry may be published within the Writers Division magazine, Slate and Style. All contest winners will be announced during the first week of July at the Writers Division business meeting during the NFB National Convention to be held in Orlando, Florida. Prizes. Youth contest winners will receive cash and prizes up to $30 for first place, $20 for second place, and $10 for third place. Adult contest winners will receive cash and prizes up to $75 for first place, $50 for second place, and $25 for third place. Submission guidelines. Youth contests. This is a contest for students who use Braille. Note, if you are 18 years old or older, you must enter the adult contest. Entries must be submitted in hand-embossed Braille, either with a Slate and Stylus or Perkins Braille writer, and there are no exceptions. Submissions must be Brailled by the entrant. All submissions, no matter what your grade level, must be in contracted Braille. Let us know if you know or are learning contracted Braille. Additionally, let us know if you have chosen to use UEB or not. Each entrant must provide an identical electronic copy of the cover letter and contest entry as a Microsoft Word file doc or as a rich text format RTF file. Attach the electronic copies to an email and send them to Myrna Badgerow at cajuncutie926@aol.com. Send your hard copy Braille and cover letter to Chelsea Cook, 1608 Cottonwood Drive, Apartment 10, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. entries must be accompanied by a cover letter containing the following information for each entrant: your name, mailing address, phone number, and email address. List the titles of all submissions, including the category in which they are being entered. List your school and grade level. Entry requirements. We will consider only unpublished original entries. Youth short fiction story submissions cannot be more than 1,000 words, and poetry no more than 50 lines. Authors of either poetry or fiction are encouraged to submit multiple pieces. Youth entry fees? None. Are you the best brailler in the contest? Be sure to double-check your work for spelling and grammatical errors. Remember to use braille paper so the braille is easy to read. Good luck. Adult contest. Note, this contest is for everyone 18 years old or older. One need not be blind to enter. We will consider only unpublished original entries. Fiction short stories can be of any mainstream genre and cannot exceed 3,000 words. Poetry. We will accept poetry of any length. Authors of either poetry and or prose are encouraged to submit multiple pieces. Adults are required to submit all poetry and fiction as attachments to an email message. The attachments must be in either Microsoft Word, Doc, or rich text format, RTF. Fiction should be written in a normal prose style, with paragraphs being left justified, lines being single-spaced, and having 14-point font of Arial Regular. Be sure to double-check your work for spelling and grammatical errors. No hard copy submissions will be accepted. Cover letter. Along with your entry or entries, include a cover letter providing the following information: your name, mailing address, phone number, and email address. List the titles of all submissions, including the category in which they are being entered. State your method of payment for the entry fee, by check or PayPal. Finally, the cover letter could be your email message or a separate document attached along with your submissions. Contest entry fees, payment, and methods. Adult fees. The fee for each short story is $15 for members and $20 for non-members. The base fee for poetry will cover up to 3 poems if the combined line count of all 3 pieces does not exceed 108 lines. Additional poems require a second fee following the same fee payment scheme. Base fees are $15 for members and $20 for non-members. Payment. You may use PayPal from the Writers Division website, http://writers.nfb.org. Alternatively, you may mail a check made out to NFB Writers Division with a note in the memo line relating to the contest. Send to Sean Jacobson, 19541 Olney Mill Road, Olney, Maryland, 20832. Email submissions should be sent to Myrna Badreau at CajunCutie926@AOL.com. We look forward to seeing your words. Ohio State University and partners develop smart paint to help the visually impaired navigate cities. www.govtech.com. The latest installment of Metro Labs Innovation of the Month series highlights how a team at Ohio State University, along with the City of Columbus and private companies, is using smart connected tech to help the blind and visually impaired. In this installment of the Innovations of the Month series, we explore the use of smart technologies to help blind and visually impaired people better navigate the world around them. A team at Ohio State University has been working on a smart paint application to do just that. Metro Labs Executive Director Ben Levine sat down with John Lanuti, Professor of Materials Science Engineering at Ohio State University, Mary Ball-Swartow, Orientation and Mobility Specialist at the Ohio State School for the Blind, and Josh Collins, Chief Technology Officer at Intelligent Material, to learn more. Ben Levine, could you please describe what Smart Paint for Networked Smart Cities is? Who is involved in this project? John Lanuti of OSU, the goal of Smart Paint for Networked Smart Cities is to assist people who are blind and visually impaired by implementing a smart paint technology that provides accurate location services. You might think can't be GPS do that? But surprisingly, current GPS-based solutions actually cannot tell whether somebody is walking on the sidewalk or down the middle of the street. Meanwhile, modern urban intersections are becoming increasingly complex. That means that finding a crosswalk, aligning to cross, and maintaining a consistent crossing direction while in motion can be challenging for people who are visually impaired. And, of course, crosswalks aren't the only challenge. For example, our current mapping technologies are unable to provide the exact location of a building's entrance. We have a technology solution to those challenges. Smart paint is created by adding exotic light-converting oxides to standard road paints. The paint is detected using a smart cane, a modified white cane that detects the smart paint and enables portal-to-portal guidance. The smart cane can also be used to notify vehicles, including autonomous vehicles, of a user's presence in a crosswalk. As part of this project, we have a whole team of educational, city, and industrial partners, including Ohio State School for the Blind, testing and implementation of smart paint technology in Columbus, involving both students and adults. Michigan Western University, implementation of smart paint technology with travelers who are blind and visually impaired to maximize orientation and mobility. Mississippi State University, the impacts of smart paint technology on mobility and employment for people who are blind and visually impaired. City partners, Columbus Smart Cities Initiative, rollout of smart paint within Columbus and the paint's interaction with the Integrated Data Exchange, IDE, a cloud-based platform that dynamically collects user data to show technological impact. The City of Tampa, Florida, rollout of smart paint at Lighthouse for the Blind. The Hillsborough Area Transit Regional Authority in Hillsborough County, Florida, integration of smart paint with existing bus lines to enable precise location determination. The American Council of the Blind, implementation of smart paint with the annual American Council of the Blind Convention. MetroLab Network, smart paint implementation in city university partnerships. Industrial collaborators. Intelligent Material manufactures and supplies the unique light converting oxides that make the paint smart. Crown Technology, paint manufacturing, product evaluation, and technical support. SRI International, design and manufacturing of the smart white cane hardware. Levine, can you describe what this project focused on and what motivated you to address this particular challenge? Lanuti, we have been working with an intelligent material in integrating light-converting oxides into polymeric matrices for specific applications for several years. Intelligent material supplies these oxides for highly specialized applications across a variety of industries and has deep experience in filtering and processing the resulting optical outputs. They were already looking at using this technology for automotive applications when the idea to develop applications for people who are blind was introduced. We were extremely fortunate to have the Ohio State School for the Blind, OSSB, right here in Columbus, and even more fortunate to have interested collaborators there who have helped us at every step of the way. They even have a room filled with previous white cane technologies. We used those to better understand what works and what doesn't, helping refine our own product. At about the same time, National Science Foundation released a call for smart and connected communities proposals, which gave us both a goal and a home for this idea. Levine, what need motivated this collaboration? Why did you decide to partner with Ohio State University to meet this need? Mary Ball Swartout. At Ohio State School for the Blind, we work with students of all ages and abilities. OSSB's orientation and mobility team, which includes me, Phil Northrup, and Rachel Smith, is very familiar with the challenges our students face in navigating cities. Orientation and mobility training is essential for students' navigation within the outside world, but we are always searching for additional technologies that could make our students' travel more efficient. When Ohio State University and Intelligent Material approached us, our team was very interested because their technology better integrated into the modern world than past products. This article continues for several more pages, but we've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time, if you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.